The Bev Craft Beer Break tis upon us with the Cedar Lounge. Frank and Tim both in studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So before we talk about what you brought in today, what's happening with Bev Craft and the Cedar Lounge, a couple of pieces of information for you. This was sent to me from 9 News. I'm not sure where this is out of. It appears to be from somewhere not of American soil, but nonetheless, important news indeed.
Very important medical news this morning. Drinking 2 beers is a more effective way to ease pain than taking codeine or paracetamol. Scientists at the University of Greenwich found a blood alcohol content of 0.08% produced a small rise in the pain threshold. The researchers obviously carried out very painstaking research to come to this conclusion. So anyway, maybe don't try this at home just yet. It's very early on a Monday morning, but we will look into this a little further throughout the morning.
Yeah.
Very important.
Having a couple of beers and getting yourself legally drunk eases pain. That could also fall under the umbrella of
No duh.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
So there's now science to back up the claim that everybody's always known that a couple of beers makes you feel a lot better.
Yes. Feeling no pain, they've said, for a while, yeah.
Now let's talk about Bev Craft, and then we'll get into 6 common myths about beer.
Right. Well, Bevcraft, yeah, we've been working a lot. Frank's been busy over at the Earth Rider Brewery over at the base of the High Bridge in Superior. The equipment's flown in today. We got a keg washer filler that's actually arriving here shortly. So plumbers are putting in the floor drains, and the floor is going to be backfilled with some cement. So that's getting exciting. Beyond that, with the Cedar Lounge, you know, I really encourage people to come on over. Again, Frank and the crew have curated a really great tap line, 16 craft beer. Beer taps, and so Summit, Surly, Stone, Blacklist, New Glarus, Indeed, Ben Paddle, just a whole list of really delicious beers. One of those Frank brought today, so that's there.
I was just going to say, not only you bring beer, he brought medicine.
Yes.
You're a traveling medicine man is what you are.
Yeah, so I brought a beer from Hinterland Brewing in Green Bay. This is their Cherry Wheat. It's an American wheat beer made with a dose of Montmorency cherries, which are a common pie cherry that's grown there.
It smells malty, am I correct?
It does smell malty, yeah. It doesn't have much hop presence. Mm. Yeah, malty, kind of creamy, as Scott pointed out earlier. And let's give it a taste.
Cheers.
I already drank mine. I cheated.
Of course.
So good. So good.
I think it's a really good summer beer. It's that little bit of tartness from the cherries, and the cherries balancing with the beer really well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really nice. What does that remind me of? What should I be having with this beer?
A buzz.
Okay.
Fried chicken.
Aside from the obvious fried chicken, you think that's it? It just tastes like something that should be paired with something else, if that makes any sense. So.
Yeah, a lot of things, actually.
Yeah, the little tart really pop is perfect, man. Oh, so good.
All right. Anything else we need to add before we give...
Just to go along with that beer, just to mention that Rich Mattson and then his North Stars from Sparta are playing every Wednesday this month. They played last night. It was fantastic. Next week, Rich is bringing in Alan Sparhawk. They do a thing called Tired Eyes, which is a Neil Young tribute. So that's Wednesday at 8, and not to be missed.
How many projects is Al involved with?
He's a busy guy.
He's like in 15,000 bands.
At least 15. Yeah.
All of which are fantastic, by the way.
So that's that. And we got some music on Friday as well, some local indie rock stars that are going to be over there. Steve Sola, Lioner Gazelle, and Chase Stone Blue. A lot of cool things happening over at the Cedar.
How do people find out more?
You know, one cool thing that we're doing right now is if they are using the Untappd app. If they follow us on Untappd, they get our beer updates and our event updates as well. Otherwise, Facebook and Twitter, we're out there.
All right, here we go. 6 common myths about beer. Number 1, if you let beer get hot and then cold again, it'll become skunky. This one's mostly an issue with terminology. Beers can taste a little bit stale if you do that, but skunking is specifically what happens when beer is exposed to light for too long.
That is correct. I can confirm that, yes.
Myth number 2. As you pointed out, dark beers are stronger.
Oh, that was one on there.
That was one, yes, sir. But the truth is, they can be, But not always. The color doesn't actually have much to do with the alcohol content. The grains they use to make dark beer are just roasted longer.
Yep.
Number three in the six myths about beer. Beer is best if it's ice cold. The perfect temperature is actually somewhere between 40 and 44 degrees for most beers. Any colder than that and you can't really taste it. Some heavier beers are better at around 55 degrees.
Yep, that's right.
Number four, lagers and pilsners are the same thing.
Not quite.
It actually says right here, not quite. Did you write this? You wrote this, didn't you, Frank? All right, you want to explain the difference between pilsners and lagers?
Well, lager is, there's two main kinds of beer, ales and lagers. They're made with different yeasts. And pilsner is a type of lager, but that doesn't mean that all lagers are pilsners. There's other lagers besides pilsner.
Pilsner is actually a type of lager.
That's right on the sheet.
The man knows his stuff. All right.
We're boring him. He's like, been there, done that.
Where's my Mr. Know-It-All drop, anyway? Here it is.
And here he is, that master of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
Myth number five, craft IPAs taste better if you let them age a little.
Yeah, you want to drink those young.
That's only true for certain beers with a really high alcohol content. Everything else tends to taste better fresh.
Yep.
And number six, beer always tastes better in a bottle than it does in a can.
Not true.
That's subjective. Yeah. Beer stays fresher in cans because they protect it from light and oxygen better than bottles do.
Interesting.
That one is subjective because I've always maintained bottled beer tastes better than canned beer, but it's, you know.
I used to think the same thing. If you do a blind test, same beer, bottle versus can, pour them both in a glass.
Yeah. I bet I could tell the difference. Maybe. I'm going to come to the Cedar Lounge one night, and then on your dime, you're going to pour me cans and bottles, blindfold me. Until you take the blindfold off and I'm still blind, pour me in a cab and get me home. Sound good?
I'm in.
All right, perfect. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.